The Adventures of the Falcon.
Hello. Yes, this is the Falcon. Oh, Helen, I'm afraid we'll have to call off our date for tonight. Lens Magazine's taking some pictures of me for a special detective story feature. Hmm? Well, of course I'll be working with a woman photographer. After all, dear, who else could make murder a snap?
You've read the books, you've seen his films, and now radio brings you 30 minutes of suspense in The Adventures of the Falcon, starring George Randall. The Falcon, as you know, is Michael Waring, freelance detective who's always ready with a hand for oppressed men and an eye for oppressed women. So join him for tonight's complete adventure when the Falcon learns murder is a snap. It is Tuesday evening in the city, and while Mike Waring is brushing back his hair in preparation for an evening at home with the press, a little drama is being enacted at the state jail, which has the Falcon earmarked for a leading role.
You have a visitor, Courtney. Who is it?
It's me, Steve.
Uncle Dennis.
That's right.
What are you doing here? If you came to
now,
close...
Steve, I wish you wouldn't take that attitude.
What do you expect me to do? Get down on my knees in gratitude for this visit?
Well, a little gratitude might not be entirely amiss.
What are you talking about?
You're a free man, Steve.
Listen, Uncle Dennis, if this is your idea of a joke...
It's no joke, Steve. You're being released.
Well, now, isn't that something? How were you able to work a swindle like that?
Well, in view of the extenuating circumstances, it was decided...
What extenuating circumstances?
Steve, I've some bad news for you. Your grandmother died last night.
So, the old girl finally kicked the bucket, eh?
Now look, Steve.
Now, don't try and impress me how much you loved her by pretending to be shocked. She was 16 years older than Methuselah. How much did she leave me?
Well, we haven't audited the estate yet.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Round figures will do.
50,000.
Uh-huh. Very nice, too. I've a feeling little Steve is going to do all right for himself. When am I free to leave?
Tonight, if you want to.
If I want to? Are you trying to kid me? I've waited years for this day. Yes, you've no idea how I've schemed and prayed for it.
And now it's all come true.
Not quite.
What do you mean?
Do you think being cooped up in this place has been a bed of roses?
Well, I realize...
Oh, no, you don't. You can't imagine what prison is like. Oh, I've learnt a lot here, Uncle Dennis. And I think I owe my education to three people. Well, perhaps this is my chance to show my appreciation.
Who are you talking about?
Well, first on my list is Mr. Powers. Mr. J.D. Powers.
Steve, you're not going to start with him again.
What do you think? He's just lousy with money. That 10,000 I borrowed from him didn't mean a thing to him. And when Grandma offered to make it good, he wouldn't hear of it. Oh, no. He had to have his revenge. Well, he got it. And now I'm going to have mine.
Steve, you're talking like an idiot.
Next on my list is my wife. Good old Margot. Who couldn't afford the tram fare to visit me here.
Now listen, Steve.
And last but not least is a gentleman named Mike Waring, otherwise known as the Falcon. Remember him, Uncle? He was the clever detective who saw the flaw in my alibi and had me convicted.
Look here, Steve. You've been released into my custody. I won't hear another word of this mad scheme. Now forget about it.
Why, what's the matter? Don't you approve of my list?
Certainly not.
Ah, you're just upset because I left you off. Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Uncle. There's always room for one more. And just because I like you, perhaps I can place you right at the top.
Mr. Waring?
Yeah?
I'm Veronica Jones.
Oh, the lady photographer from Lens Magazine.
That's right.
Why don't you come in?
Thank you.
Just put your camera paraphernalia down there, will you?
Oh, if you don't mind, Mr. Waring, I'd prefer to get right down to work.
Oh, well, then suppose you begin by calling me Mike.
All right, Mike, cut's a deal.
Fine. Now, what comes first?
Well, before I take my pictures, I'd like a brief biography. Would you mind answering a few questions?
Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to keep, Angel. Excuse me.
Certainly.
Hello.
Hello. Is that you, Falcon?
Yes, who's speaking?
Powers.
Powers?
J.D. Powers. You worked for me on the Steve Courtney case 5 years ago, remember? I want to see you immediately.
Now, look here, Mr. Powers. I'm awfully busy at the moment. Can't this reunion come off some other time?
No, Courtney's just been released.
Good for him.
But not so good for me, Falcon. I'm going to need help.
Well, if you're wanting to see him back in jail, you need a lawyer, not me.
Wait a minute. Don't hang up. You don't understand, Falcon. Courtney hates me.
I can't say I blame him. You went all out to crucify him at the trial. I wasn't very happy about my part in the whole affair.
But he'll kill me. What'll I do?
Oh, go and lose yourself at the pictures and phone me later. A whole lot later, Powers.
I'm having my picture taken.
All right, Waring. If you don't want my business, there are plenty of other detectives around. Better ones, too.
Well, what do you think of that? He hung up. All right, Veronica. Suppose we pick up where we left off. What were you going to ask me?
Well, I have a couple of personal questions. Would you mind?
Not a bit, Angel. I'll match my private life with any man's. Go ahead.
Well, you're known as a roguish fellow, Mr. Waring. Mike, a devil with the ladies. Is that true, or is it just publicity?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't get that. You know, hearing's very bad lately. Perhaps you'd better come closer.
Huh?
Here. Beside me. That's better.
Isn't it just a little crowded?
It humanizes the interview. Now, what was the question?
You've already answered it. What they say about you, Falcon's vastly understated.
Good. Now ask me another.
Well, is yours a career of choice? I mean, do you enjoy your work?
Well, let's put it this way, Veronica. I get all wrapped up in certain phases of it. For example...
Never mind. I see what you're getting at. You missed your real trade, Casanova. No, what I'm talking about is actual crime detection. Don't you find your work dangerous?
Not so very, dear. You see, yours truly is generally one step ahead of the boys who'd like to serve me a lead cocktail.
That wouldn't be boasting, would it, Mike? Don't tell me you never get scared. You must be afraid that someday someone's going to try and get even.
It's not very likely, Veronica. You see, darling, when I have them jailed, they usually stay jailed.
Don't you wish that were true, Falcon?
Courtney!
That's right. You know, honey, you were right. The Falcon was boasting. Here's one bright boy who didn't stay jailed. You can write that down for your editor.
It's jolly nice to see you, Steve.
I bet you're tickled pink. Get out of that crouch and back away, Falcon. That's how you jumped my gun hen 5 years ago. We're not going to have a repeat performance now.
You're not going to shoot him.
I'll give you three guesses.
Listen here, Steve. Be smart for a change. You'll get absolutely nowhere killing me. They'll hang you for your trouble.
Save the psychological warfare for some Peter, Falcon. Nothing can stop me from shooting you. What do you say, honey? Do you want to take a picture of this?
No, I couldn't.
You don't know what you're missing, because here's one shot that's guaranteed to be a little beaut.
It was only a few seconds ago that Mike Waring's interview with Veronica Jones was rudely interrupted by Steve Courtney and a gun. And now, in the Falcon's flat, we find Veronica bending over his still warm body.
Oh, Mike. Mike, darling, you mustn't die. You can't. I won't let you.
Don't cry, Veronica. It had to happen sometime. Room's getting darker. Hold me tight. Tighter. Goodbye, Angel. We could have made beautiful music together.
You're suffocating me. Mike, please, I can't breathe.
Can't help it. Rigor mortis setting in.
Oh! Rigor mortis? Look here. Who are you trying to kid? I've been going out with boys since I was 16. And, brother, I know symptoms.
You're very cruel, Veronica.
Oh, am I? Get on your feet, you big fake.
Veronica, you're a sweetheart.
I'll fix you, you hear me, Hector?
Hey, what are you doing with that camera?
Nice picture. The mighty private detective flat on his back. My editor should like that. So, we could have made beautiful music together. Why, you fraud, you weren't even hurt.
Oh, but I was, on a bright. Anyway, look what it did to my suit. Now, who would that be?
I only hope it's a repeat visit from Sonny Boy. This time I'll cheer him on.
Good evening, Mr. Waring.
Why, Uncle Dennis. Looks like a gathering of the Courtney clan on my premises.
You mean Steve's been here?
Unmistakably. And his visit made quite a dent in this cigarette case.
Then he did try to kill you. Waring, prison's affected his mind. He's crazy to revenge himself. We've got to save him from his own madness.
You mean we've got to save everybody else? Who else does he plan to murder besides yours truly, and Powers?
Margot.
Who's she?
A verbal person he married while drunk.
What's his grievance against her?
She never visited him in all the years he was in prison, and he thinks that she's been deceiving with a man named Curly Lewis. Waring, you've got to find him before it's too late.
I'd love to. He owes me a new cigarette case. Where do you suggest I begin?
Margot's. He might have gone there. She's living at the Hotel Rennick.
And may I interrupt and say goodbye?
Goodbye? With that photo of me flat on my back? Not on your life, Veronica. Uh-huh. Your assignment's just begun. Your little camera's going to photograph this case as it unfolds. If I win, I want that horizontal negative.
And if you lose?
If I lose, well, in that case, Angel, I'll autograph the picture.
Sakes, Margot, will you stop that pacing up and down? You're making me nervous.
Well, how do you think I'd feel, Curly, with Steve out of prison?
Perhaps you feel pretty good. What's the matter with being Mrs. Steve Courtney?
I want nothing to do with that ex-jailbird playboy I married between acts.
Then why haven't you divorced him? Why have you kept me hanging around all this time?
In three little words, Curly. Money, money, money.
What money?
His grandma's, you idiot. I had to wait until she died before I could collect, right?
Perhaps. Depends on how you go about collecting it.
With this paper. It's a writ of attachment asking friend husband to show cause why little Margot shouldn't get a fair share of his estate.
Give that writ to the hospitals for their waste paper drive, sweetheart. It's not worth a brass farthing to you.
Why not?
Since Stevie Boy's a swindler, old J.D. Powers has a priority on the money. All he has to do is make a demand for it and it's his. Did you ever think of that?
Once or twice.
Hey, look here. You wouldn't be trying to hook me into something, now, would you, Margot?
Why, darling, haven't you always said that when things got too complicated for me, I should yell for Curly? Well, now I'm yelling.
Oh, all right, honey, I'm hooked. Now, let me see. You want the money without Steve.
And Curly, if I can get all the money, I'd like that better.
Yeah, well, Powers has first claim, then you're next.
That's right.
But if Mr. Powers were to suddenly find himself where he'd have no use for money, then you'd be sitting pretty.
That's right.
Yeah, but where do I fit into the scheme of things? Technically, you're still hitched to Steve.
But if Steve was to be accused of something that happened to Powers, why then...
Don't go any further, darling. I'm way ahead of you. And you know something? I rather like the view from there.
How tired does this Margot live, Mike? I'm getting winded.
Next floor, Veronica. Want me to carry your camera?
Thanks, I'll manage. If you're planning a sneak attack, Falcon, don't try. The negative you're after is not in the camera.
I know. It's now an eighth layer of skin.
Eh? Oh, is that another masterful deduction?
Oh, no. I peeked. Oh. No. No time for blushing. We're at the pearly gates.
Who's there?
Message for Mrs. Stephen Courtney.
Hey, what is this? You're no messenger boy.
I didn't say I was. I just said I had a message.
All right. What is it?
May we enter?
Just a minute. Who's she?
My Boswell and yours. Miss Veronica Jones of Lens Magazine.
The press? So that's your game.
Lights! Camera! Action!
Lady, you've just had your picture taken. And me in a dressing gown. That's a dirty trick. I might have at least got dressed for it.
But then nobody would recognize you.
Is that a dirty crack?
Oh, now, ladies, please.
Well, I'm Mrs. Steve Courtney now, and my publicity has got to be dignified.
It will be, Margot. As dignified as a funeral. If you live long enough.
Who's threatening me?
Your ever-loving husband. He's out to kill you.
Look here, Smarty. Besides being a reporter, who's paying you to frighten me?
Oh, I'm not a reporter, Margot. I'm a detective. My name's Mike Waring.
Don't tell me you're that Falcon character who got Steve sent to prison.
The same. You been here yet?
No. I haven't seen Steve since the night we got married. And that was nearly 5 years ago.
Then why start pining for married bliss now?
Well... The girl's got to think of her future, Falcon. Besides, I like being Mrs. Steve Courtney.
You had a great future on the stage.
Don't try and kid me. All I want to do now is settle down.
What about Curly? Don't tell me he's willing to give the bride back without a struggle.
Who told you about him?
Answer the question. What about you and Curly?
Well, Curly's got his points. But to me, he's just another fella,
Like me?
No, not like you, Falcon. You got what a woman goes for. You got class.
Well, it's awfully reassuring to hear you say that, Margot. But before you get too warmed up, I still want to know what about Curly.
He's scheming to get me to take up with him.
Bigamously?
No. As a rich widow.
Hmm. Just why are you telling me all this?
I don't know. Perhaps it's because I like you.
Then again, it could be because of the old-fashioned double cross.
Why, you rotten...
You better answer that, Margot, before you lose your temper.
Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak with Mr. Waring, please.
Just a second. It's for you, Falcon.
Well, there's only one party who knew I was coming here, Uncle Dennis. Hello?
Hello, Waring. I think I've found Steve.
Where?
At J.D. Power's flat.
How do you know?
I phoned there to warn him. Well, the man who answered the phone was obviously disguising his voice.
Did you recognize him?
I'm not sure, but I think it was Steve. Falcon, you've got to do something.
Well, hang up, Uncle D. I'm on my way.
Will you tell me, Mike, why I'm chasing you all over town?
That's easy, Veronica. You're getting a scoop, remember?
You mean I'm getting fallen archers? Where does this J.D. Powers live?
The troubles are over, dear. This is the place.
What's that?
Skeleton keys.
Hey, it's rather dark in here.
There must be a light switch around somewhere.
And you better find it fast because there's something nipping at my ankle. Oh.
Veronica! Veronica, what happened?
I fell on top of someone.
Just a second. I've got the switch. Steady, Angel. No corpse is worth a second scream.
Who is he, Mike?
J.D. Powers.
Is he dead?
Well, if he isn't, Veronica.
What was that?
Sounds like the bull in the well-known china shop.
It's the murderer. He's in the next room.
Shh. Not so loud, dear. Our friend might be sensitive about his occupation.
You can say that again, mate. That's if you feel like talking with your hands over your head.
Hello, Curly.
How did you know my name?
Well, it was a fairly simple deduction, seeing that you're as bald as a billiard ball.
That makes twice my feelings have been hurt.
The third time you collect the jackpot, when the hangman springs the trap.
If you're referring to the corpus indelicate, mate, I found him like that. What reason would I have had to shoot the old boy?
For love, not to mention profit.
Who told you that?
Just a guy named Joe.
Yeah, with red hair, perhaps. I catch on. A certain party selected me to the position of mug.
That's right, Curly. And what are you going to do about it?
Just what you think. Stay where you are, mate, because this gun and me have got some unfinished business. And I wouldn't want to open up shop here.
Who's there? Is that you?
Is that who, Margot? Just who were you expecting?
Why, you, darling, is anything wrong?
Should there be?
No. All these questions, Curly. What's wrong?
Suppose you tell me.
Oh, stop it. You're hurting me.
All right, I'll tell you. Powers is dead. What's the matter, sweetheart? You don't seem surprised.
Why should I be? What you went out to do?
Yeah. But suppose I told you I didn't kill him.
You're not making sense.
Suppose I told you a fellow who looked like a detective found me one room away from the body.
Curly, that was the fork and he...
Go on, keep talking.
Oh, you're breaking my arm.
It's just for a start. How did you know he was the fork?
Well... He was here first.
And you told him a lot, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Then why didn't you tell me the Falcon was here? Why did I have to pry it out of you?
No reason, sweetheart. Just the way it happened.
And it also happened that having to choose between Courtney's money and me, you chose his money.
Stop it, Curly.
And even if they did hang me for a job you blueprinted, that was all right, too. So long as the money was waiting for you.
Curly, you're joking me. Curly, please.
It was only an hour ago that it suddenly dawned on Curly Lewis that Margot was merely using him to get her husband's money. And now we find Mike and Veronica on their way to her flat.
I don't understand this, Mike. Why a return trip to Margot's place? Couldn't you get your courting done all at once?
You misconstrue my motives, dear. With Powers dead, Margot has one foot in the grave.
You think Curly might kill her?
Well, he suspects he's left him holding the bag.
Now, you were responsible for that.
So I was. But when thieves fall out, Veronica, it helps justice triumph.
Then you're excluding Steve Courtney as the murderer of Powers.
I'm excluding nobody, Angel, not even you.
What?
Just when did you decide to interview me? I've been sleuthing for years, and the press has utterly ignored me until the present.
Mr. Waring, you're our number one grade louse.
Save the love talk till later, Angel. Someone's coming downstairs. All right, Curly. Get him up.
What? What hit me?
Mike, there's something wrong with him. There's a lump the size of a baseball on his head.
Curly. Curly, what happened to you?
I don't know. I was coming out of Margot's when something came up from behind and knocked me out.
All right. Turn around and lead the way back.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a new complication for you, Sherlock. Who cracked Curly?
That's what I intend to find out. All right, Curly. Kick the door open.
Mike!
I see her, Angel. Don't bother screaming.
Don't worry. I'm all screamed out. Hey, what's that?
Company coming and on the run.
Where?
Oh, come in, Uncle Dennis. Almost forgot about you.
Did you see Powers?
I did.
How is he?
He isn't. He's dead. Ditto Margot here, I'm afraid.
Margot dead? Did you say Margot was dead?
That's right, Curly.
Margot, wake up. It's Curly speaking to you, doll. Wake up.
You're wasting your time, mate.
I killed her, Falcon. I didn't mean to, but I killed her.
Is he confessing, Waring?
So it would seem.
Thank heavens it wasn't Steve.
I killed her with my bare hands.
Now, there's the picture of the year for you, Veronica. Curly in the role of Othello, and playing it.
Well, Mr. Waring, since he's a confessed murderer, we can assume he also killed Powers.
It's not a very safe assumption, Uncle Dennis. You see, for a confessed murderer, there's a glaring discrepancy in his story.
What's that, Mike?
The modus operandi of murder. Curly!
Yeah?
Tell us how you killed Margot.
I thought she was cheating on me. I lost my head and I choked her.
That seems pretty clean cut to me, Waring.
Well, not to me. Margot wasn't choked to death.
I don't understand.
If you'll take a good look at the corpus delicti, you'll discover a neat bullet hole under her left ear.
Then she was shot.
Exactly.
Then I didn't kill her.
Not with your bare hands, anyway.
Then who did it? I know. Whoever knocked me out in the hall. And that points to Steve Courtney.
Was someone paging me?
Steve!
Hello, Steve. You're just in time. You almost missed your cue. Didn't you hear Curly accuse you of murder?
Yes, I didn't miss it.
Well, what do you say to that?
I say no. I say Curly did it for me. My late wife and her boyfriend outsmarted themselves.
This gets more interesting every minute. Two suspects of equal weight. How do you decide between them, Falcon, with boxing gloves?
This is disgraceful. Making a joke of murder.
Suppose then I were to get serious and point a finger at your beloved nephew, Uncle Dennis. The most obvious suspect. It happens sometimes, you know, even in mystery stories. After all, Steve made no bones about his pet hates, did he?
Well, no.
And with Curly meddling enough to qualify as number one suspect, Steve suddenly playing virtuous would accomplish two desired objectives.
I'm afraid I don't follow your Waring.
Powers and Margot dead would satisfy his hate mania. Not to mention with Powers dead, Steve keeps all his money. Is that logical enough for you?
I suppose so.
Then follow me one step further. If Steve were the murderer, who would benefit?
Benefit? Why, no one, I suppose. The boy would have to pay.
No. You're not following me, Uncle Dennis. Aren't you overlooking the Courtney estate? Who gets that if Steve's hanged?
What are you implying, sir?
I'm not implying anything, Dennis. I'm just wishing you bon voyage and godspeed in your journey through the little trap door. You'll find it a rough trip to the other side. Well, Veronica, how do you like crime detection?
I'll say one thing for it, Mike. The morticians must be wild about your profession.
So the real estate boys. It relieves the housing shortage. Take this case, for example.
Yeah. What made you conclude the culprit was Uncle Dennis?
Well, it's a long story, Angel. You see, I'm the seventh son of a gypsy tea leaf reader.
Oh, seriously, Mike?
Well, mainly the unsubtle way he kept manoeuvring me into position. First he sent me to Margot's place to provide himself with time to murder Powers.
And then he phoned you there and sent you on to Powers.
And overreached himself again. His hysterical warning that perhaps Steve had got to Powers didn't make sense, since he could have warned Powers directly from my flat in the first place.
Oh, I should have known it was Uncle Dennis. He was the least likely suspect.
No, he wasn't, dear. The fact that he engineered the release of a crack brain like Steve put him right at the top of the list of suspects.
He knew Steve would incriminate himself.
Exactly. And the removal of Powers and Margot, with Steve in the frying pan, was the one way Dennis could keep the Courtney estate in toto for himself. Oh, well, any further questions?
Just one. What does a detective do in the long rest period between cases?
There isn't any rest period, Veronica. The end of one case starts up another.
Really? What case has just begun for you?
The case of the missing negative. Oh. Remember that picture you took of me? I wanted Angel.
Well, turn around, please.
Oh, all right, if you must drag modesty in by the horns.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter?
The negative. In the excitement of everything, I'm afraid I've lost it.
But that negative was my reward. Come here, darling.
Mike, you're not going to search me.
Oh, no. But since you've eliminated the negative, there's just one thing I can do.
What?
Accentuate the positive. Come on, Angel. Let's find us a dark room and see what develops.
The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake. George Randall was starred as the Falcon, directed by Reg Johnston of Grace Gibson Radio Productions. Be sure to listen next week at the same time, same station, to the gay, exciting Adventures of the Falcon.